This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. We'll begin with that expected ceasefire in Gaza. The AP's Karen Shamas.
Talks are continuing regarding a four-day ceasefire in Gaza, with an Israeli official saying the hostage release won't begin before Friday. Israel and Hamas have agreed to a four-day ceasefire on the war in Gaza, which will see the release of dozens of Israeli hostages as well as Palestinians imprisoned in Israel. The move will also bring an influx of much-needed aid into Gaza. However, Israel's national security adviser said in a late-night announcement that the deal would not take effect before Friday, a day later than originally expected. Israeli media reported that some details still needed to be ironed out. I'm Karen Chamas.
Now to a train derailment in Kentucky.
Some residents in a remote part of eastern Kentucky are taking refuge in a local school after a train carrying chemicals derailed on Wednesday. Livingston, Kentucky resident Cindy Bradley told TV station WTVQ that local officials went to homes warning people about the derailment.
Wham, 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 three hard knocks. It's Sandy Singleton, the commissioner of Livingston, and she says, you've got to get out, you've got to go now, it's bad.
A spokesperson for railroad operator CSX says the Wednesday afternoon derailment involved at least 16 cars, and that two of them were carrying molten sulfur, which caught fire. CSX has been working to put out the blaze. I'm Donna Water.
The FBI says it's found no terrorism connection in that vehicle crash that killed two people in Niagara Falls at the New York-Canada border. It says it's turned the matter over to local police as a traffic investigation. Retailers kick off the holiday shopping season on Friday with those sales you're hearing about. But executives are worrying you might spend less this holiday season. Shoppers cut their buying in October. This is AP News. This morning's the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York.
New faces and old favorites fly, float, and march in the 97th Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. The new balloons include Beagle Scout Snoopy with Woodstock, Blue Cat and Chugs, the winner of an internet contest to get into the parade, Kung Fu Panda's Po, Leo the Lizard, the anime pirate Monkey D. Luffy, the Pillsbury Doughboy, and the curmudgeon-y duck Uncle Dan. Will Koss is the parade's executive producer.
I'm so excited for the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. This is our 97th Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. It's going to be the biggest and best parade yet.
It's also the largest, running for 3.5 hours, starting at 8:30 in the morning. And if you can't be there, you can catch it on NBC. I'm Julie Walker.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.